Empowering women empowers the whole home. That's the view of Susan Carrier, Senior Gender Officer and Co-Leader for Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment at the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. Ms. Carrier was in New York for the Commission on the Status of Women, or CSW 62 as it's known, which this year's focusing on rural women. I asked her why it mattered to be at CSW.
What an amazing opportunity this has been for us. Because to have this many people focusing on the issues of rural women, for me, is amazing. And it's important for the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations because our mandate has always been on rural women. We believe that if we want to achieve food security, nutrition, and reduce poverty, rural women have a huge potential. And to be able to bring those kinds of messages to CSW, I think, is very important.
I mean, you're Senior Gender Officer covering social and rural affairs. I mean, what have been the key priorities that you've wanted to raise most of all during the course of CSW?
During the course of CSW, as a Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, we wanted to bring several messages. The first one were issues around women's land rights. And in terms of this, FAO is the custodian agency or the agency that is in charge of one of the SDG indicators that's looking at reforms around women's land rights. So we wanted to popularize this message. We wanted to say we have developed the methodology. We wanted to say that we are happy to support countries to collect the information that is needed, to build their capacity, and really to create the interest in member states to report on this. So this is one area. And we had a very successful side event on women's land rights.
And do you feel that you've been heard, that that message has got through, and that you've made some interesting connections, some surprising new alliances maybe even?
Exactly. It was very interesting. Our side event was, we had a keynote speaker, the Vice President of Zambia. And we also had people from the African Land Policy Center. We had people from the International Land Coalition. We had people from the government of Uruguay. And we ourselves. It was really important to see the kind of commitment that countries have, but also the kind of support that is available to support member states in terms of if they need to reform their land policies. We have the Land Policy Center that talked about the initiative they have working with African governments. So it was very clear that there is support to member states, and there was a lot of commitment from member states in terms of ensuring that women actually have equal land rights to men. The African Land Policy Initiative talked about they're pushing for, the African Union is pushing to have 30% land registered to women by 2030. So this was really important.
I suppose the challenge, as ever, is to turn words and to turn legislation into action that will actually change lives on the ground for women.
Exactly. And what we really want to capitalize on, and the message that we brought, was that the Sustainable Development Goals really offer an opportunity, and we should leverage on it. Because the Sustainable Development Goals were developed in a consensus. They're owned by the members. They're not imposed. So they really offer an opportunity to reform women's, to really improve women's land rights. When we look at statistics of ownership, then we see statistics of around really less than 20% in Honduras to slightly about 50% in Malawi. Still very low. And to tell you, one of the issues that comes very clearly is the lack of data. We do not have available data on women's land ownership. This is a major issue that we were also pushing this time. But let me talk about other areas where women are disadvantaged. When we talk about nutrition, for the first time, FAO was able to publish results, information that shows that women, again, are dis- disadvantaged when we look at food security. It was the first time that we have that data available. When we look at the others, access to financial services, access to employment, jobs, again, women are very disadvantaged.
And how much is that down to the traditional patriarchal system, if you like, that exists in so many parts of the world?
Thanks so much for asking that question. Whatever interventions you invest in to empower rural women, they must be accompanied by approaches, interventions that address sociocultural norms. This is because whatever progress you're making can be undermined very quickly when you don't work with men as allies to support rural women's
empowerment. You've got to bring men along with you.
You must bring men. You must have men as champions. You must have men recognizing that empowering women empowers the whole home and is good for the family. And you can't empower women by disempowering men either. So it's very important that you work with men as you work with women so that they're supportive. And we have a whole series of interventions. In one program we have where they're working with men and women and creating what they call visions for the family. We have others that are doing community dialogues around sharing workloads and recognizing that if women are too burdened, they will not be able to... they will not have time to take up other opportunities, economic opportunities, for example.
So you can make some clear social arguments that are going to be of economic benefit to everybody.
Exactly. Organizations are not against this whole concept of working with men. Sometimes what's missing is capacity. It's the approaches.